KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
8:02, clear skies and 49 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Topping state news, the Iowa Board of Regents has decided to ask the legislature for 7% more money next year to support the three state universities and other state institutions under the board's watch. At their board meeting Tuesday in West Des Moines, the Regents approved a proposal for $621 million in state funding in the budget year that begins July 1, 2012. Included in the proposal is more money to support the three universities, $470.7 million the next fiscal year compared with $448.8 million this fiscal year. The Regents say they hope to keep tuition increases in line with inflation and maintain educational quality. Regents President Craig Lang says further state cuts threaten retention efforts, student performance, and campus diversity measures. I'll have a look at area news coming up next.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Officials of the Southern Iowa Rural Water Association, or SURWA, have announced they've planned a meeting at the Lewis Community Center tomorrow evening, beginning at 6:30. And that's with regard to the Southwest Cass County Rural Water Project. SURWA will be conducting the meeting to inform the rural residents of southwestern Cass County on the status of the project. You may recall that we told you they spoke to the Cass County Board of Supervisors last March to get permission to utilize the area for a project that would provide rural water to about 350 residents of southwestern Cass County. The areas included in that project are Pleasant, Noble, Cass, Bear Grove, Washington, Grove, Franklin, Lincoln, Union, and Messina townships. The money for the project includes $1.8 million in loans, $5.4 million in grants, and $108,000 of SURWA's own money. Grant money is associated with the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, or ERA, with a total estimated project cost of $7.2 million. SURWA says anyone living in southwestern Cass County who has an interest in connection to rural water is encouraged to attend the meeting. They began to canvass the area to determine the interest in the project in May, but to date only 20% of eligible customers have indicated an interest in connecting to the new service. Now, in order to qualify for the ERA funding, 70% of potential customers need to consent to hooking up. Without that funding, SURWA will be unable to continue with the project, and there is no contingency plan to provide rural water to the area in the future. They'll determine if they will proceed with that project by mid-October. If you're unable to attend that meeting tomorrow night in Lewis, you're asked to contact Max Crawford at 641-782-5744 for more information. The USDA's Director of Rural Development in Iowa will be in Audubon this Friday, September 23rd, as part of a Rural Issues Listening Post session with the community and economic development leaders, as well as the general public. Director Bill Menner will listen as local officials discuss issues and opportunities they encounter in their ongoing efforts to keep rural Iowa vibrant and prosperous. The conversation will take place at 9 a.m. Friday in the offices of the Audubon County Economic Development Corporation at 800 Market Street in Audubon. A district court judge in Pottawatomie County has sentenced a Council Bluffs man to 30 years in prison for the shooting death of another man following a verbal confrontation early last March. According to the Omaha World-Herald, 33-year-old Christopher Hyde told 4th District Court Judge Timothy O'Grady that he was sorry for the shooting and that things got out of hand. His comments came after he pleaded guilty to three lesser charges in the case. Hyde had faced first-degree murder charges in connection with the death of 44-year-old Robert Chapin III. He said things got way out of hand and he wishes he'd called the police. The judge convicted Hyde on three Class C felonies, willful injury, intimidation with a weapon, and assault while participating in a felony. All three crimes carry a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. Under the plea agreement, the sentences will run one after the other, and because the weapon was used in the crimes, Hyde will have to serve 5 years on each charge for a total of 15 years before being eligible for parole. Council Bluffs police officers went to a home on Apache Street shortly before 11:30 p.m. on March the 8th, after they received reports about a disturbance and a man down. When officers arrived at the house, Chapin was found dead in the kitchen. He'd suffered two gunshot wounds, one to the head and one to the foot. Investigators said that before the shooting, Chapin was at the home with Hyde's female roommate. At some point, Hyde and Chapin got into a verbal confrontation before Chapin was shot. Hyde was at the residence when officers arrived. No injuries were reported following an accident in Atlantic Monday morning. Atlantic police said yesterday that following their investigation into a collision at 10th and Plum Streets, Sandra Mice of Lewis was cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. Officials said Mice was traveling north on Plum Street at around 10:30 a.m. and had stopped at the intersection with 10th Street before proceeding into the intersection. Her vehicle collided at the intersection with the right front end of a vehicle being driven by Evelyn Rechtenbaugh of Atlantic as Rechtenbaugh was traveling west on 10th. That accident caused a total of $2,300 damage. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said yesterday a Corning man was arrested Tuesday morning on a warrant out of Indiana for failure to appear in court. 29-year-old Richard Doran Alexander was taken into custody just after 9 a.m. when he turned himself in. Alexander was being held without bond at the Adams County Jail awaiting extradition to Indiana. The Iowa campaign tour of Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul didn't make it to Council Bluffs as planned Tuesday, but a crowd of about 200 people at Iowa Western Community College heard his message anyway. The Texas representative was forced to give his speech by telephone because of mechanical problems on his plane. He spoke instead from a room at the Des Moines Airport while waiting for another plane that would connect him with other cities on his schedule. The Omaha World Herald reports that Paul stated the problems with his plane are nothing compared to what the country faces. He says the problems we face are overwhelming, and that he's convinced we've gotten into this mess by not obeying the Constitution and not living within our means. Paul added that too much government spending has created a debt that future generations will have to bear, and there is one way to ease that debt. He said he's for cutting overseas spending, and getting the troops home isn't that difficult. Military spending would be reduced with troops back on American soil, and they would spend their money here, not in some foreign country, according to Paul, who said that Americans also would have that pleasant psychological feeling of knowing the troops are safe from the dangers of foreign wars. While other GOP candidates may have similar views, Ron Paul says they don't have the conviction that he has. And taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, there's no sign of them, but an Iranian attorney said the two American hikers jailed in Tehran are being set free. Shane Bauer and Josh Fatal were arrested along the Iranian-Iraq border in July of 2009 and last month were sentenced to 8 years each in prison after being convicted of spying. A third American arrested with him, Sarah Shord, was freed on bail last year. Diplomats from Switzerland and Oman are standing by the prison to pick the two men up. UN Ambassador Susan Rice says there's no shortcut to statehood for the Palestinians. She tells CBS that President Mahmoud Abbas should back away from his push for recognition by the UN. She called it an unwise and diversionary gambit. Rice also predicts that the Palestinians won't get enough votes to succeed. Investors are looking to see whether the Fed Reserve will take new steps to stimulate the economy today when policymakers wrap up a meeting. Many economists expect the Fed to shift money out of short-term securities and into long-term holdings. The aim would be to further reduce interest rates on mortgages and other consumer and business loans. Yesterday, the four highest-ranking Republicans in Congress sent Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke a letter cautioning against such a move, saying that it could spark inflation. News time is 8:11.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Marjorie B. Gibson, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marjorie Gibson will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Lois Lorraine Rattenborg, age 74, of Oakland, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Lois Rattenborg will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Doug Bierbaum, age 86, of Griswold, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dwayne Bierbaum will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Ockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements for Dwayne Bierbaum. Paul Steele, age 89, of rural Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospice Center in Atlantic. Funeral services for Paul Steele will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dolores Marie Elizabeth Gross, age 94, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Dolores Gross will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Brian Thomas McConaughey, age 39, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Trainer, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian McConaughey will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 88-year-old Marjorie Sherdin of Atlantic died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Marjorie Sherdin will be Friday at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Gary Douglas Doug Younger, age 56, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Doug Younger will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Harmony Vineyard Church in Kansas City, Missouri. The DW Newcomer's Sons White Chapel Funeral Home in Gladstone, Missouri, has the arrangements. And Dolores Carr, age 88, of Anita, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Dolores Carr are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.